We know there will be a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the rumor mill says that the Army Chief of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, will be the person to take the job from Admiral Mike Mullen when the admiral's term ends in October. Former Deputy Defense Secretary Rudy De Leon, now with the Center for American Progress, is my guest to talk about this. The buzz on the outside of the defense circle, Rudy, seemed to be that General Dempsey was a surprise choice. Were you surprised to hear this start to fly about town?
Well, Francis, Marty Dempsey's name has been in the mix for a while, but when he was nominated and confirmed and then took the job as Chief of Staff of the Army, most folks, I think, thought he was out of contention. So it's a bit of a surprise, although certainly his credentials and qualifications are well known to everyone in the Department of Defense and generally to the national security community.
The consensus opinion seemed to be that General Cartwright, the Marine Corps chief, would be the appointee here. What's that mean? Do you see anything between the lines that it went not to him but to General Dempsey, who, as you said, was only in his slot for a very short period of time before the nomination's expected to be official on Tuesday, but there no one's really said no, so I think it's fair to assume that's what we'll hear on Tuesday.
Well, I think it's been, you know, there's been a lot of ups and downs in this process of selecting a replacement for Admiral Mullen. And, you know, a lot of names surfaced, a lot of names were up there. I think General Dempsey is, in the tradition of Washington, the last man standing, and by all accounts will be nominated for the position by the president. Interesting for a couple of reasons. One, because of some unique factors, the entire military chain of command is about to change. And if we listen to the other sort of well-regarded rumor out there that the Air Force Chief of Staff Nordy Schwartz may be the vice chairman of the JCS, this would mean that the SecDef, the chairman, the vice chairman, the commander in Afghanistan, the Army Chief, the Chief of Naval Operations, the Air Force Chief of Staff, and the Director of Central Intelligence, all of those jobs are turning over at the same time. I'm not sure we've ever seen that much change in the senior military leadership in such a brief period.
What is the implication of that, too? Because we make a big deal when administrations change. There's a peaceful change of power that is not common in other countries, and on and on and on about all of that. The country's not vulnerable. The country's not this. The country's not that. This strikes directly at the core of our readiness now. Certainly, I'm not implying that because these jobs are turning over, we're more vulnerable to attack or anything like that, but there certainly is a fluidity. There certainly is a churn that is not necessarily good to all be happening at the same time. Is that fair to say, do you think?
Well, I think absolutely, and I think that's what makes it different in the sense that you're right. The civilian nominations usually are tiered to the elections, and then the senior military nominations are sort of in a counter cycle, so that they're not all changing at the same time. Each of these nominees are well regarded, have tremendous military credentials, but there's a lot of activity going on. We're probably 75%, moving toward 80% of the completion of the 150,000 troops out of Iraq, and you know, the big July 2011 discussion on the first withdrawals from Afghanistan are scheduled. So, you know, these men bring fresh eyes and fresh perspectives, but, you know, the Senate will be very busy with the confirmation process, and then the National Security Council will be very busy as each of these potential candidates step into new jobs, ranging from Secretary, you know, nominee Panetta to General Petraeus stepping into the Central Intelligence Agency.
Another element of this that we have not really explored yet is the possibility, too, of we're coming up on the expiration date, figuratively, not literally, of the other political appointees at the Pentagon. We're passing the two-year mark since some of them have been nominated and confirmed. And I'm certainly not implying that Deputy Secretary Lynn or any of the undersecretaries secretaries have indicated they're ready to leave, but it wouldn't certainly be unprecedented after being in their positions for 2 years or a little bit longer for them to consider that and make that move. So there may be another layer here. Where do you turn if you're in the Pentagon for stability at this point with all of this upheaval, do you think?
Well, you know, I think the key billets in the joint staff will be staying the same. In some cases, the vice chief of the service will boot up. You know, other names are circulating for some of these critical nominations, like General Odierno moving perhaps to backfill General Dempsey. These, again, are all very experienced people who both are highly regarded in terms of their experiences and also very familiar with the strategic and tactical deployments of our forces right now. But, you know, there'll be a lot of moving chairs and a lot of a time for, people getting very quickly up to speed for their new jobs.